If you go for a walk on the west side of Manhattan, a little past Times Square, you might come upon a big pink pig on the sidewalk. He or she, it's kind of ambiguous, is standing on hind legs and beckoning us to come into Rudy's Bar. In a neighborhood that's changed a lot, Rudy's has been a touchstone since Prohibition ended. It's not far from where our offices used to be. And for New Yorker cartoonist Emily Flake, Rudy's is a kind of home away from home.
This is one of a few bars in the city that that I enjoy coming to. Not as often as I used to, because I'm old now and I have a kid. But it's one of a certain kind of bar. I suppose you could call it a dive bar. Yeah, it's a classic. Can I get a Makers on the Rocks and a Diet Coke? Thank you. This is like a classic long bar with red, are these called banquette seats? Red booths, some of which are upholstered and some of which are upholstered with duct tape, sort of like striped together to make the upholstery, basically. And it's held up pretty well. I mean, there's a reason you use duct tape to repair stuff. Some stained glass lamps hanging above the bar. It's a very cozy, nice feeling place. Their mascot is a giant pink pig. There's a statue out front of a giant pink pig, so they have some ear pulls. There's a pig on it. You can also get hot dogs here. The hot dogs are free. A shot and a beer is $5. It's a good price.
The prices compared to other bars around here were pretty unbeatable.
When did this place open?
1933. They say it was one of the first bars to get its license after Prohibition ended. I don't know how true that is, but.
Yes. What time does this place open?
8:00 every day except for Sunday,
right.
Noon on Sundays. Mm. I mean, you know the Steely Dan song that has Rudy's in the first line.
Black Cow.
I did not put that together. Most of my adult life has been, my social life has been spent in bars like this one. I think the first time I came here was with a few other New Yorker cartoonists after one of the cartoon meetings. And then, yeah, that was sort of the culmination of our work week. And people would go get lunch sometimes, but, you know, a bunch of us kind of splintered off and just started coming here because drinking was more appealing than getting lunch. Like, my most treasured memories of being here are having the kind of conversations you have, like drinking and laughing and then drilling down on some emotional subject. This is where I told my New Yorker cartoonist drinking buddies that I was pregnant. We were sitting right in that booth over there, and one of them asked, like, what I was drinking. I said, I'll take a Diet Coke. And they all looked at me and they're like, you're not drinking? And I said, no. That was the beginning of my marginally more adult life. You know, I'm 40 now, and hangovers are a different animal than they used to be. It gets harder and harder to have one of those, you know, afternoons where things just unspool. I guess that's just one of those things that happens when you don't die young.
Okay.
Heineken,
no. Becks, Budweiser, Michelob Ultra, Alicia, Bud Light.
It's noon, and you know, and people, you know, sometimes you're drinking in the middle of the day because that's what you do, and sometimes you're drinking in the middle of the day because you got off work at 8 in the morning, you know. And sometimes places like this are where you go when you just need to be somewhere that feels good. You know, and that can be any time of day. You just need to be around people that you can have a conversation with. You know, I mean, bars make a family, kind of, you know. And that's a feeling that I feel like only happens in, like, really older, well-established places. And I think the visible signs of age and history in a place put you in the mindset of the sort of unending stream of people and their emotions and their lives and their history. In the way that a ritual in church helps connect you to the people that did this before you, I think there's something to, you know, when your tongue is sort of loosened by alcohol and you're in this sort of like cozy place that, like, you know, you can sort of unburden yourself or be somebody's listening ear in a context where they won't have to worry about it later because you're not part of their everyday life. And I think that's important too, you know? I mean, like, it's like confession.
You, sir, have a good day.
Thanks, William.
You know, even if you go to church, church isn't going to let you sit around for 6 hours and drink. I mean, I guess it depends on what church you go to.
Cartoonist Emily Flake, hanging out at Rudy's Bar in Hell's Kitchen, Manhattan.